on is what I was asking. Okay. Huh? Yes. So, essentially, you go in here and you can say project add module. And you're then adding a module. And what people tend to put in a module is stuff that they would use in another program. So, if I frequently am using these three tables, and I'm frequently doing that, get it all set up here, and I can just copy and paste it into another program.
So that module is basically just calling to the three tables?
Right.
So
all that module is doing is using those three tables. Okay. And but if I make a module, then number one, it's very portable.
Yeah.
And number two, by making all those things public, all of those things are available to every single routine in the form lookup. Okay, they're global, basically, and so they're available to everything. And that tends to become important because my alternative is to put these in the load part of my program, but there's some of them that I want in other routines, so I then have to dim them up at the top to get them global. And so this is kind of an alternative to putting them into the load. And I called it my load module because basically it takes the place of a lot of the stuff that I ordinarily would do in the load. And we're going to look at that in another example that I'm going to look at that you don't have that I'm going to have you help me write, or we're going to write together. Then if I go to my form lookup, okay, in here someplace I have a structure. To answer your question about structure. And I'm not even sure. Yeah, there's my structure. So here, actually, let me go back out because I'm not sure I took a picture of that. Okay, so here is my structure. And what a structure is I can set up something where I say, okay, what I'm calling ID name is made up of both an ID and a name. So if I want to group some things together, I have established a structure. And I said my structure is made up of an ID followed by a name. And then up here I define an array as having that structure. So as having that structure means every element in the array will have an ID followed by a name. So everything, this array is using that structure.
Okay.
Which means that everything in the array will have an ID followed by a name.
So technically you can use both in any program.
Oh yeah, and they're very different. A module is just a place to store stuff.
Yeah.
And there's no real reason why I need to ever use a module. As a matter of fact, I can store it all in my main program. But it's just a place to store things. And it tends to be stuff that you want to use over and over again. You don't tend to make modules on something that is a one-time deal.
So the variables defined in your module are kind of like global variables?
Yes, because I said they were public, which meant that they are available throughout the program.
Right. Could you put functions in the module?
Sure.
Is it a good idea to put functions
sure.
in the module?
Sure, if it's a function you're going to be doing. So let's say this mod 11 that we were just talking about, that there's a whole bunch of places in your company where you want to validate a check digit.
Yeah.
And so you make that a module, and that module can then be used in a whole bunch of different programs. That's right.
In one page.
And the other thing is, if it's working, then I get to use the working version and not mess up when I write it again. You know, there's a lot to be said for, and a lot of companies will do that. They will set up a bunch of modules that are working. And they'll say, if you need to validate a check digit, don't reinvent the wheel, use this module.
Yeah.
if you need to do such and such, use this module. And for things that are routine, that are done a lot, because why have people reinvent the wheel, you know?
All right, so how would you get that module into a different program?
Copy and paste it, basically, or you can put it in a directory and just include it in the directory.
Okay. We haven't got into that.
No, we haven't got into it, but we'll try to do that. Actually, that's a good point, and I will try to do that. Okay. Okay. So, what I've got here is I went through, and we're going to talk about how to do this, because we're going to, after I get through this, we're going to write an ad program to add something to a database. We're going to just do the ad. But what I started out here is I said, okay, my current path is the system environment current directory. And again, what that does is it keeps it local within my program. Okay? If I'm out in the real world, I'm probably going to be using a database that is out on their server someplace. Although I read one something in Microsoft I couldn't believe where it said, keep your database on a hard drive. Microsoft will question you if you try to keep it on a network. And I'm saying, this can't be true. Because everybody is going to keep their database on the network. They don't want 10 copies of the database floating around. So anyway, that was in an article I read or something. Anyway, current directory puts it, looks for it in your table, in your program. It's in the bin, in the debug, it's in there. And so that gives you, and as I've done before, when we've done this, I've put up a message box and shown the path so you can see what the path for that is. So if I put up a message box and say, show me cur path, it will show me what I have for that. And I did that in several of the programs. So now I say, okay, the connection string is this ACE OLEDB is the version that we're using in Access. Next week we're going to look at SQL Server, which is a different database and a more sophisticated one that Microsoft has. And in fact, if you go to your book, they're using SQL Server. But we're going to use it in a different way. So I'm saying this is Microsoft's Access. The data source is follow the current path and then use donor ACCDB, which is on that current path. Okay, so it will go and get that. And again, if I put in a message box, I'm going to see the entire path. Okay, it's going to show me. So therefore, I have donor ACCDB. And if I go into here and I go to, it's on my A drive, on my adapter, whatever drive. And there it is, finally, 5,000 clicks away.
Right.
Okay, so that's where it is stored. So this is my program, and I went into the program and over in bin and then under debug, that's where the database is. So when you are writing this, you have to take and put the database there so that it will be there, okay? So you've got to take either one of my databases, if you want to use one of my databases or a database you make, and you have to take it and put it over in the bin debug and put it in there so that it will be available, okay? Because you've got to tell it where the database is, and we're using the default, so you're telling it where the database is by using the default. Okay? But that's up to you to put it there. It's not going to magically appear. Okay? You've got to put it there. Okay? And you're just doing a copy and paste, taking the database and copying and pasting the whole database in there.
All right, quick question. If you go back up one thing, you have the loadmon.vb in there. Can you copy and paste that into another one?
Say that again.
Back up one. Another one. Right down there, you have loadmon.vb.
Yeah, right.
So
oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
that,
right.
That another program.
Absolutely.
Same way it works.
Yeah, as long as you use the same names.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've got names in there that then would be used in the program, so I've got to make sure I call them like ConPath
and
all
those.
Oh, I just
got like a module in there together, like you
yeah,
get
but
payroll
when
function.
Right, but well, what I guess I was saying is, I think I use ConDonor, for example, inside my program. So if I'm going to copy and paste this, I got to make sure that I know the names and I use the names when I reference back.
Yeah.
That's the only thing. But, you know, again, a lot of companies will have set names for these kinds of things and suggest that you use those, and then you can use the modules.
I just wanted to know if that was possible. I know what
you sure.
A lot of times when you start playing with stuff like that, sometimes
That actually is copyable. Okay, so there is, and I'll take a picture of that too then. Okay. So there's the database. So then I came in after I have that connection string. I said, okay, define public condonor as new OLEB connection string. And so I'm setting it up. And then I said, okay, now I want to select, I'm using three databases. So I want to use all three databases. Okay, so I am basically saying select asterisk from donor 2000, select asterisk from donation 2000, and select asterisk from drive 2000, because I'm using all three. And I stored those in SQL string donor, SQL string donation, SQL string drive. I can call them anything I want to call them, but that's what I stored them as. Okay, then I said, all right, now I've got to use the data adapter. And the data adapter is where I am going to take the SQL string donor that I just did a select on, and I am combining it with ConDonor.
Okay. ConDonor is the connection.
So I'm combining them in here. And then the last line is what's called a builder. If I want to be able to maintain the table, okay, the select statement that I did up there only allows me to do selects. So SQL, string donor, etc., allow me to do selects. With the donation table, I want to be able to make changes. And the command builder allows me to be able to use things like insert, delete, and update. So I can actually make changes to the database. The select lets me view. But if I want to be able to make changes, I need the command builder. Okay, and the command builder lets me make changes. Now, on this particular program, I only want to make changes to the donation table. So I basically took the donation table, the data adapted to the donation, and said, that's the one I want a command builder for. I want the command builder for that particular one. Okay. In all honesty, a lot of this is a lot of copy and paste because you just changed the names of the files. I mean, you know, I've got to copy that OLEDB command builder. It's a lot of it is copy and paste with just changing the names. But if you want to maintain a table, then you have to have the command. If you don't want to add, change, or delete, then you're fine with just those adapters. And as I said, I'm going to take them in the next program we're going to look at. I'm going to put those in the main program as opposed to a module. Okay? So that's what I have my command builder for, is so I can maintain the table. So all of this that I've got in here is really just saying to Microsoft, here's where you're going to find the database. Here's what I want you to get out of the database. And I want to be able to access it with SQL. And I give the, this is what I want to get in ConDonor makes the connection. And then if I want to maintain it, I have to put in the builder. And if I wanted to be able to make changes to all three of my tables, I would have needed three command builders. But I only want to change donations, so I only need one command builder. Okay. So now if we run this, okay, and let me actually get over to so we can see the code on here. And there's the message box. So select asterisk the message box. On load, it came up with that particular thing, which is select asterisk from donor. Okay. So I just wanted to see what I had there. And so I said select asterisk from donor 2000. And that tells me that the data adapter, the select command in it, and I'm just putting out the select command in it. For no good reason other than just to show you that I selected that. So I'm saying okay. And now can I see my form, please? Hello?
Takes a minute.
I guess so. Good Lord.
It got worse while you were gone.
It did.
You just got to request 2013 from now on.
Yeah, so no, I've actually told them that. But as I said, I was...
She asked me, actually, Carol, I think it was.
Yeah.
She asked me if I thought we want to switch and update all these computers while you were gone out last week to 2013. And I was like, I don't know.
No, I mean, I told them they could put it on in addition, but... Mainly because we use it in 120.
Yeah.
And I'm right in the middle of it then. And if I switch from 2012 to 2013 for them right now, I don't want to be around. Okay. So what I've got here, and we'll look at how I did this, is I've got this is information that is coming up. And the ID number came from the donor table. The name came from the donor table. The drive came from the drive table. And I can go first, last, next, and previous to move around inside the donors. So if I go next, I bring up another donor and another donor and another donor, and then I think I just circled around. Okay, first gets me the first, last gets me the last. Notice it didn't change the drive. It is just these buttons are associated with just those two, changing and moving the information from the donor table. And we'll look how that's coded in a few minutes. And now down here, I want them to select the drive that they want. And I have three different drives. And so I ask them to select a children's drive or select shelter drive or whatever I want to select. I can select the drive. Now I want to make the donation to that person is making a donation to that drive. So that's why I have the drive there, is that person is making a donation to that drive. So if I click on get ID number and drive, it gets it. Now notice what I've got there. I've got the ID number, but I turned the drive into a drive number. So I let them pick the drive name, but I turned it into a drive number up there. Okay. So then if I say the date of the contribution is, what are we? 04/14. 2015, and the amount of the contribution is 123. Okay, so I am now made that record, and I'm going to click on add donation. and it came up with an okay. And it has now hopefully added the donation. Okay, so it was 444444125, today's date and 123. So I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to go back to the database. Wait a minute, it's on this drive. So I'm opening this, and don't leave this open when you're running. It's not geared for that. So somewhere I have, there's drive 2000. Oh no, it was donations I made too. Oops, donations. Come on, you can do it. Okay, maybe you can't do it. That's donor. I'm glad it didn't do it. There's donation. Okay, so I claim I added 4444. 4444125. Huh. Have I got the wrong database going on?
It added it to mine, the way I did it, but...
Yeah, no, it should have. I think I looked at the wrong database somehow. I mean, if you all tried it, hopefully it added it to yours. Because I don't see it there. I see something I added 3-3-2015, but not... Okay. Let me make sure. This is lookup Ann. That should have added it to it, I claim. Because this is lookup Ann, and it was on the right drive, right? Okay, but other people got it to add? Okay. Anybody else try it and go look and see if it added? If one person got it, then I am feeling good about it, I think.
Where is this file?
Right. It is supposedly, if I go to my G drive, it's in the drive of wherever you stored this. So there it is. And then I've got... I think I actually have a couple of versions of this, so I may have stored it in the wrong version.
You gotta download it. Are you actually looking for the...
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta download it off the website.
Yeah, I think that was it. I had the wrong version.
No, it's on the... examples.
2012,
2010? Yeah. And all the way down.
Yeah, there is it. Mine's there now. You can see it 414. There it's there now. I just had the wrong version open. Oh. I had the wrong version open. I had too many versions of this and I was looking at the wrong version of it. But there it is because I've added 444125 and contributions 123. So there it is. So it got added. It's just that I had the wrong version going on. Okay. So again, the database is stored in the debug. Once you download it, it is stored in the debug of that particular program. And again, you have to put it there, originally. When you write the program, you have to take, before you test, You have to put the database into the debug folder so that it's going to be there for your test. Otherwise, it's going to come back and give you some kind of an error message about it can't find what it's supposed to be doing. Okay, so the database, when you download, I've given you a copy of the database, so it's there. So when you download this program, there's a copy of the database there, and that's your copy.
So basically that payroll program that we're supposed to do from last week, we have to make the database and access and then put a copy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. And basically that was to force you to kind of review access a little bit. So you got to make a simple database in Access and put it in. Okay. But once you made it in Access, you can come over and put it in. Now, you actually can write it in Visual Basic to do it, but I don't think many people do. I think they just go into Access and make the database. But you actually can issue the create statement in here as well. Okay, so I have set up, and you can see down here, I basically played around with different ways of doing it, and you can see the green is playing around with it. But let's look at first the add. When I want to add something in, that's the button donation down at the bottom. Did you get it all right?
I don't know what the access file is.
It should be inside the debug folder.
Oh, okay. You're going to bigger debug.
Just keep hitting folders until you eventually get to bin and then debug. And it should be in the debug folder.
Oh, got it.
You got it? Okay. So, when you want to add a record, I first of all said dim a new record as a data row. Okay? So I am setting up, this is a row that I'm going to add to my data. And then I said new record is going to be equal to donation DT new row. Now donation DT is the thing that I set up at the top. When I said over here, dim donation TT as new data table. And that's the one that I put the command builder on so that I could add to it. So there it is. So I'm coming down here and I am saying, okay, dim new record as data row. The new record equals donation DT dot new row. Okay, so I'm putting the new row on donation DT. And then I said, okay, new record is going to contain the DID number. That's the name in Access. Go and look at the Access table. The field for ID number is called DID number. The field for drive number is called D drive number, D date contribution, D amount contribution. So those are the access names. And what I'm saying here is inside access equals this. So I'm saying take whatever is in that text box and put it in there. Take whatever's in this text box, put it there. Take whatever, this one I did a convert to a number and put it there. Then I said donation DT dot rows add new record. And then I put up the message that kind of reassuringly said it had done it. Okay? And then I have to do this update. Essentially, if I add a new record and I don't have the update, the add is available to me locally. Which means if I add it and I look at what I've got added, it will be there. But it's not out on the database. The update actually puts it out on the database. So I actually add it in memory. Think about it as I add it in memory. I get it's added and ready to go. So the add adds it in memory. But the update actually puts it out on the database so that it's out there. Okay? Now, lots of times people will not do an update every single time they do an add. They will add a bunch of records, they will change some records, and then they'll do an update periodically. Because the update is more expensive, because it is, time-wise, more expensive, because it is actually changing the database. And you saw how long it took to load the database. So the add, the update takes a little more time. So lots of times people will set it up so that they add the records, but then they don't update until later. They might update on their way out. I think that's kind of dangerous. So you might update, you might keep a count, and every time when you hit the count equals 10, you do an update or something like that, or count equals 50, or whatever you're willing to redo if it didn't, if it exploded midstream. So, you know, 10 or something, I will do an update.
Well, wouldn't it be faster just to do the update right away?
Well, it's just that if you are doing 100 records, then it has to do a physical update 100 times.
So when you add and then
to the
add
database,
again, you're just getting a
setting
whole bunch
up a bunch of them in memory.
Yeah.
And then when I actually do update, it will actually do the physical update.
But what's the time difference between doing
I honestly don't know. What's the time difference?
We're
probably talking nanoseconds on the whole. So, you know, is it a big deal? No. But if you're doing a lot, yeah, it probably is. I mean, for everything we're doing, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I'm just go ahead and update because, what, do I have 10 records out there anyway or 6 records or something like that? So it's no big deal. But if you have a couple of 100,000 records, you know, it starts to become a big deal. So, anyway, that does the update. Now, actually, I am changing my mind about what I want to do. There's a lot of kind of neat stuff in this one, but I think we're going to get off target if we do. So I think we're going to stop and actually have you work with me and write an add update. And I've got one here. That I didn't put up on there because I don't want to. I want you to actually have to do it to some degree. So we're going to talk our way through it, and I'm going to have you do it. And then if we get time, we'll go back to this one. No, I am. You're starting something new. You're starting a new project. And I did this one actually either last night or the night before or sometime, just because I decided it would be good to actually go over it. So this is my ad. And hopefully it works. So, if I put in, actually I thought I had a different version out there that had a grid on it. Huh. While you're doing it, I'm going to go look. File, open project. Huh. Okay. Just give me a minute. Maybe I didn't save what I thought I had saved. Looks like I didn't. That's all right, we can add that in. Okay, so that's what I have. And this field, I was lazy when I was doing this because I was trying to show you how to add, so I didn't put labels on it. But if you go and look at the drive database, there is a drive number, a drive name, the chairman of the drive, goals, year-to-date donations, and last year's donations. And I named the fields all appropriately. I called them text drive number, text drive name, text drive chair, text drive, text goal, text year-to-date total, and text last year total.
And you can name them anything you want, but that's what I named them. So this one is text year-to-date total, and this one is text last year's total. This is text goal, and this is text, chair or something, but I think it is donor chair.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to go and look, and we're going to wreck this up.
I'm going to have to close the ink layer. Text drive, okay, text drive number.
Yeah.
And you can go look at the database if you want. So this is text drive number, and this is text drive name. And the third one is text drive chair. And the next one is text goal, text year to date, something or other. Does anybody remember what that was?
Total.
And text last year total is the last one. So those are the names that I gave them. And you can give them any names you want to, but if you don't give them the same names I give them, then you're probably going to, yes, try to figure out what I'm talking about. Text goal. I can't spell goal. That's G-O-A-L. Because I keep telling you I can't spell spelling. And the flunking fifth grade scaling made me declare myself a non-speller. And I have not been able to spell since. That's what they get for flunking me in fifth grade. And then I can't remember what I called the button. I think I called it button click or something. We'll look and see what I called the button in a minute. Button add, maybe.
Is this using that donor table?
Yes.
So we're going to go get it?
Yeah.
There's only five fields?
Six. Well, sixth one is this text last year total.
Okay. Next year.
Why? Next year to date. Year to date total, and then the one is text last year total. Okay, has everybody got those, or at least memorized what they are?
Put labels on.
Huh?
I put labels on them.
Yeah, I probably should have, but as I was saying. Okay, so this button I call button add. So that's what I call the button, was button add. Okay, now on this one, I put and I actually want to take that down for a minute, so I'm not going to show you that one. Okay, so I set this one up inside as opposed to in a separate module. Okay, so this one is set up inside as opposed to a separate module. Now, the problem is that when I do that, I have to define some things up there and then use them down here. So I went ahead and I set up dim connection string as a string. And then I said dim drive T DT as a new data table. And then I said, okay, dim the data adapter drive as OLEDB data adapter, etc. And then I need the command builder because I want to make changes to it. So I said dim the command builder drive as OLEDB command builder. And this is really a kind of copy and paste. And if you can't read it, I'm not sure why I dimmed that as private, but anyway. 1, 2, 3, 6 of us. Oh, I didn't. It's private, so.
I looked down and saw private window on the private list.
Oh, gosh, I think it's copies. No, I can't read that at all. I can't really read it.
Okay, so I defined up at the top the stuff that I needed. I defined the data adapter, I defined the builder, and I defined the current path and its current directory. And then down on the inside the load subroutine, I assigned values to them. So I said connection string equals, now actually I could probably have dimmed connection string. I could have dimmed construction string down there instead of dimming it at the top, but for some reason I decided to dim it at the top. But the things that I'm going to be referring to elsewhere, I can't. I need to dim them in the global area. And then I said, okay, dim con donor, that's the connection, and tell it that it's using the connection string.
This is zero LED.
a website.
I'm going to change the name of the website.